What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Panama has not registered any deaths due to COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the second day of March in which the health authorities confirm no deaths from the virus. In the epidemiological report, the Ministry of Health specifies that the number of deaths since the pandemic arrived in the country, this is in March of 2020, is 8,159. The lethality percentage is 1.1. 365 new coronavirus cases are reported after the application of 7,540 tests, and that's returning a positivity percentage of 4.9%. In addition, it is detailed that there are 2,412 active cases, of which 2,269 are in home isolation, 2,235 in their homes, and 34 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised are 143, and of that number, 128 are in the wards, and 15 are in the intensive care units. The Mayor's Office of Panama annulled the resolution by which it awarded the Bioecological Services and Rentals Consortium the tender for the construction of a peripheral market in Chilibre. The reference price is $12.8 million. In a report signed by Mayor José Luis Fábrega, dated the 17th of March, the institution explained that two companies, which were disqualified during the bidding process, submitted comments to the Evaluation Commission's report. It is the consortium Asoxa, Maneri and Concreto International SA, according to the Evaluation Commission. Both of these companies did not meet the minimum requirements established in the list of charges. It was for this reason that the members of the commission decided to evaluate the only firm proposal presented by Consorcio Bioecologica Servicios y Alquileres. However, the bidders that were left out of the tender submitted their objections separately last week, in which they point out that the winning company would also have failed to comply with the requirements. In view of the objections, Mayor Fábrega annulled the award and ordered the Evaluation Commission to carry out a new analysis of the three proposals presented. Consorcio Bioecologica Services y Aquilieris offered a price of $11.9 million, while Consorcio Asoca Maneri presented a price of $12.5 million, and Concreto Internacional S.A. $12.7 million. The market will be built on a 2-hectare plot of land located in the Pedrenal sector in Chilibre. It must have 44 modules for commercial premises, grocery stores, sales of grain, seafood, vegetables, fruits and meat products, details the statement of charges. A group of citizens presented on Tuesday a lawsuit before the Supreme Court of Justice for the Third Chamber to review the transfer process of three fincas of the urban linear park of the coastal strip. These lands were ceded by the Ministry of Economy and Finance to the Mayor's Office of Panama for the construction of a new seafood market, which has caused complaints and objections among different sectors of society. We ask the Third Chamber to review the legality of the transfer because the urban linear park is under the administration of the Ministry of Public Works and the MEF, according to the regulations, does not have the authorization to give that use to the Mayor's Office of Panama, indicated the lawyer Guilia de Sanctis, who spoke on behalf of the plaintiff group. De Sanctis recalled that other reasons for the lawsuit filed against the MEF and the Ministry of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander, is that when the transfer of the fincas was carried out, a public consultation was not carried out. The jurists stated that by giving these three fincas a different use, the rule that governs the coastal strip is being violated. We believe that the Third Chamber should review whether what was done is legal or not, she reiterated. The group, according to the spokeswoman, is very concerned about the future of the coastal strip that is currently used by thousands of Panamanians and emphasised that it would break with that reality to carry out a project that is rejected by the community. She pointed out that the Mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, held a public consultation in November of 2021 in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. There were only 20 people present. Three complaints were recently filed against President Laurentino Cortizo. This was before the General Secretariat of the National Assembly reported this Tuesday by the Deputy and President of the Credentials Commission, Leandro Avila. Two of them are related to the application of vaccines against COVID-19, and the third is due to the agreement reached by the state with Minera Panama in January of 2022. There are two complaints about vaccines. One person says that it is a situation against humanity, and another that the vaccine was not necessary. That is to say that they're anti-vaccine people, said the deputy. He explained that along with President Cortizo, Vice President Jose Gabriel Carrizo was also denounced. Avila also reported that the Credentials Commission has 11 complaints against six magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice. This Tuesday, the 22nd of March, the Commission planned to analyse these complaints. However, the session was suspended because several deputies didn't attend. Ricardo Martinelli had challenged the magistrate of the Electoral Court, Eduardo Valdez Escoffery, not to act in the process of lifting his electoral criminal jurisdiction. However, the magistrate himself confirmed that the challenge was rejected by his colleagues last week, so now they are preparing to write the substantive ruling. The lifting of jurisdiction had been requested by a judge who is handling the Odebrecht and New Business cases. The battle for the jurisdiction, well, Martinelli challenged Eduardo Valdez, but the Electoral Tribunal objected to that claim. The magistrates of the Electoral Court denied the challenge that sought to prevent Valdez Escoffery from participating in the decision to lift Martinelli's electoral criminal jurisdiction. The magistrates attend an appeal from Martinelli because on February the 24th, the Electoral Administrative Judge Edmara Hein decided to lift his legal prerogative. The decision on the challenge was known Monday in the afternoon. It was resolved by magistrates Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Junca, who argued that there is no legal basis for their colleague Valdez to be declared disabled. Roniel Ortiz, Martinelli's lawyer, said that Valdez had been challenged because he had spoken publicly several times against Martinelli. He clarified that the background has not yet been defined. Asked about it, Judge Valdez confirmed the decision and explained that it was made last week. With the challenge resolved, the Tribunal Electoral Magistrates would have a clear picture to analyse the lifting of Martinelli's criminal jurisdiction. The origin of the lifting of the jurisdiction comes from a request made by Judge Paloisa Martinez of the Third Criminal Court, who is in charge of the New Business and Odebrecht cases in which the former president is charged. Judge Martinez requires the lifting of jurisdiction in order to hold preliminary hearings in both processes. According to the latest reform of the Electoral Code, this is Law 247 of the 22nd of October of last year, the magistrates must resolve this appeal within no more than 8 business days. This is contained in 106 of that Law 247 that reformed Article 267 of the Electoral Code. Martinelli filed his appeal on the 25th of February through the lawyer Niruka Palacios, and Valdez said that by resolving the challenge last week, now they're working on the final ruling on the jurisdiction. Ambassadors from member countries of the European Union toured the province of Chiriquí, where they met with local authorities and businessmen in order to determine the potential points of development and investment in the area. The delegation was made up of ambassadors of Belgium, the Netherlands, Portugal and Germany. Chris Hunert, ambassador of the countries of the European Union in Panama, confirmed that the tour of the region is to take an X-ray of both commercial development as well as in the aspects where it is possible to collaborate with organisations on issues such as climate change, commercial digitisation, education, among others. For his part, Felipe Ariel Rodriguez, president of the Western Region Competitiveness Centre, stressed that the European ambassadors were interested in the technology transfer programme. In addition, they were presented with a state strategy regarding the development of the province of Chiriquí. The ambassadors visited points of tourism, agriculture and commercial interest. Freedom of expression is a vital principle for the United Kingdom and any healthy democracy, said Tim Stew, ambassador to Panama of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. This was during a visit to the facilities of Corporación La Prensa, SAR, which publishes the newspapers La Prensa and Mi Diario. Stu, who on December the 6th presented his credentials to the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, visited the Corprensa to introduce himself and share his vision on the state of freedom of expression and the press. The ambassador, who was received by Diego Quijano, President of Corprensa, and other members of the board of directors of the newsrooms of La Prensa and Mi Diario. Naturally, having been in Panama for about 6 months, I've seen how this principle is being applied. I would always defend and secure it, he argued. Well, for this ambassador, it is also vital that countries have solid democratic institutions. I believe that governments have an important role in ensuring that freedom of expression, as well as other freedoms, is respected and observed. I think it is important, as governments, we work to ensure that these freedoms are maintained in favour of democracy in general, he said. Finally, Ambassador Stu indicated that a free press contributes to transparency and the rights of citizens. For the UK, freedom of speech and of the press must be responsibly observed and preserved. That's what we like to see. It is definitely a core part of any democracy, he reiterated. From April the 15th to the 17th in Panama, there will be no processions during Holy Week because Executive Resolution No. 1386 of the 11th of December of 2020 is still in force, in which crowds are prohibited due to COVID-19. However, the Catholic Church has in its programme the celebration of activities inside the churches, since in them the capacity and biosecurity measures such as physical distancing and the use of masks could be controlled. In this sense, it must be remembered that Executive Decree No. 852 of the 29th of September 2021 is also in force, which establishes the capacity of 100% for religious ceremonies. Article 1 of the aforementioned regulation prohibits the performance of any activity that involves crowds in public spaces, shops, and of any similar kind, in order to mitigate the spread of the new coronavirus pandemic. Last week, the Ministry of Health indicated that the indicators of the pandemic were being evaluated to make a decision on the processions. However, they would have to first announce the repeal of the decree or issue a new one that would regulate the processions. For its part, there was still no official statement from the Catholic Church on the celebration of the processions. It is expected that this official pronouncement will be made at the end of this month of March. That's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our midweek look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.